Hey, what's up, guys? It is the 15th, it's October, it's 2024, and I hate to be making another video like this, but this video is going to basically back up, or should back up, what I've been saying is coming. And if you don't understand that, I don't know what else to tell you. Keep the blinders on, keep worrying about Puff Daddy, because that's why this is all happening. He's an enormous distraction, and everything else is basically a clown show, but in the background, the government's making moves, and you need to know about them. For instance, remember yesterday when they made this claim with absolutely zero proof of any type other than them saying so? According to the mainstream media, FEMA's the victim now.
This morning, growing safety fears for government workers in Western North Carolina, supporting ongoing recovery efforts from Hurricane Helene. According to the Washington Post, an urgent message was sent to numerous federal agencies on Saturday, warning FEMA has advised all federal responders in Rutherford County, North Carolina, to stand down and evacuate the county immediately. Adding that National Guard troops had come across trucks of armed militia, saying they were out hunting FEMA.
So according to the news, National Guard were out there doing their job, trying to save people, trying to help people, and they ran into trucks full of militias that told them, hey, National Guard, we're out here hunting FEMA. And yet, there's zero information otherwise, zero. No arrests were made, no confrontation, nothing happened at all. Let me tell you a secret. And only if American citizens decided to posse up and ignore all the people that needed help, but instead took all their time, energy, and effort to go hunt FEMA, those are federal agents. And guess what? National Guard would have done the trick as well. But it's all complete and utter bullshit. And you know why? Because they pulled this. Did you see this coming? And of course you haven't seen this on the news, but effective September 27th, 2024, the Department of Defense put out a DOD Directive 5240.01. DOD Intelligence and Intelligence-Related Activities and Defense Intelligence Component Assistance to Law Enforcement Agencies and Other Civil Authorities. Because law enforcement needs help, Richie. There just isn't enough of them. Are you sure about that? Are you sure? Because there's a lot of feds. There's a lot of cops. There's a lot of people in the United States with badges completely surrounding the elites. Like, a lot, a lot. This is in 2000, this is the worst graph ever. 2022, there was 708,001. Law enforcement, full-time law enforcement officers in the United States of America. And then you've got another 137,000 full-time personnel authorized to make arrests and or carry firearms in the 50 states. These are the feds. Do you see what I'm saying? So there's a million of them. There is a million law enforcement that we know of. We don't know all the different agencies, and they don't tell. Department of Homeland Security, FEMA, CIA. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on and on. And we don't know what any of those actual numbers are, but suddenly, now, we need the military to come back in. And they don't care about stupid things like posse comitatus. In case you're not familiar with posse comitatus, most Americans aren't. But posse comitatus made it illegal for the military to actually step in and mess around with domestic law enforcement in the United States of America. It's a 143-year-old law. It embodies an American tradition that sees military interference in civilian affairs as a threat to both democracy and personal liberty. However, recent events have revealed dangerous gaps in the law's coverage that Congress must address. So there's a law in place, and there's been a law in place for 143 years that says U.S. soldiers cannot be cops in the United States, period. Why are we exempt when soldiers are basically cops in every other country that has oil, heroin, lithium, or whatever else the powers that be want and tell us it's for America? You know what I'm saying? The Department of Defense has literally come out with this, and I know exactly what their excuse is going to be. The excuse is going to be, ready for it? Drum roll, January 6th. This channel right here, called Wolves in Finance, it has a narrator who sounds a little effeminate, but I'm not going to hold that against him. But to watch this video, you have to click on a, this has got a parental advisory or whatever. But this is all new footage straight up from the White House on January 6th that literally shows everything that they're claiming didn't happen at all. None of it. If you want to be an American, you want to understand what's going on, watch this video. 38 minutes. It will show you with cameras, footage, and people that were there talking about both sides of the fence. It shows that everything the news said wasn't real. I'm shocked. You're shocked. The mainstream's not telling you it? How come the mainstream didn't tell you about this DOD thing that was enacted on September 27th? And then magically we just get a report that militias are all over North Carolina trying to kill FEMA agents. That's helpful if you want to do a DOD directive where the military can now intervene. And let me show you, this isn't just Ron Paul talking about it or whatever. Let's read this directive together, shall we? There's a lot of words because they love words because they don't write these things. They have people do it for them. But I'm going to leave a link for it. We'll see if it stays or goes. But you want to go all the way down to Directive 3.3. Where's it at? General principles, defense intelligence component assistance to law enforcement agencies, and other. I don't even know what that means. Civil authorities. Let's go down right here and see what it says. Levels of authority. Subject to paragraph 3.1, defense intelligence components may provide personnel to assist a federal department or agency, including a federal law enforcement agency or a state or local law enforcement agency, when lives are in danger. Like on January 6th, except none of that's true whatsoever at all. And once again, the video Wolves in Finance right here explains it all and shows all the receipts. January 6th was not what they claim it was whatsoever at all. And sadly, American citizens are sitting in jail because they had to put some people in jail. But on that, I will digress. Back to the DOD. Okay. The Secretary of Defense may approve any type of requested permissible assistance described in paragraph 3.2. The decision to approve requests for these type of permissible assistance described in paragraph 3.2 to law enforcement agencies and other civil authorities are reserved to the Secretary of Defense. Provision of personnel to support response efforts for civil disturbances, which may also require presidential authorization. DOD response to chemical, biological, radiological, nuclear, and high-yield explosive incidents. Assistance in responding with assets with potential for lethality or any situation in which it is reasonably foreseeable that providing the requested assistance may involve the use of force that is likely to result in lethal force, including death or serious bodily injury. It also includes all support to civilian law enforcement officials in situations where a confrontation between civilian law enforcement and civilian individuals or groups is reasonably anticipated. So we think that militias are actively hunting FEMA because the National Guard told us so. Let me tell you a little secret. Stand by. I'll actually show you a little secret. You see this helmet? There are many like it, but this one is mine, okay? All the National Guard wear helmets just like this as well. And they also have body cams, and they all have GoPros. You know why? Because in this technological world we live in now, law enforcement have their own YouTube channels where they dramatize or make bad arrests or whatever because it's good for views and everybody gets a cut. You see what I'm saying? If National Guard ran into literal militias in North Carolina that just decided, instead of helping our community, our friends, our neighbors and family that have been smoked by this hurricane in North Carolina, instead, we're going to drive around looking for FEMA, even though the whole problem is FEMA's not there. but they're out there hunting it. Do you understand this? Do you see what I'm saying? This isn't hyperbole. This is real. This is common sense, something many, many people lack. But fortunately and hopefully, I think people like you do have common sense. Let's continue. So if law enforcement are reasonably anticipating that civilian individuals or groups are going to show up, they can call on the military, and military can now use lethal force, including death. Because what fun is lethal force if you don't die? It's kind of ridiculous that that's in a government document, but it is what it is. Provision or use of DOD unmanned systems in the United States, except as delegated by the Secretary of Defense. So they're talking Predator drones. That's what unmanned defense is, okay? Little decoder ring for you. For matters not reserved to the Secretary of Defense in paragraph 3.3.A.2, the decision to approve requests of this type of permissible assistance described in paragraph to blah, 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 blah. Here's the deal. Number of requested personnel exceeds 20 people. The duration of the requested assistance exceeds 30 days. Yeah. So, with over a million people with badges and guns actively in the United States, and bear in mind, that number is not accurate. That's the number they're giving you. Do you have any clue how many how many law enforcement officers are in the United States that are under the black budget, etc.? Yeah, but we've already got a million of them. And apparently now we need the military to be able to step in, walk right over Posse Comitatus, 143-year-old law, and now the military can step in at any given time. And I just find the timing incredibly unbelievable that just yesterday they were talking about FEMA, a federal agency, being hunted by civilians. That's what we call the setup. That's the setup. This is the pitch. So if you don't think these guys are pushing for civil war, if you don't think that every single solitary thing... Oh my goodness, there's a hurricane right here in western Tennessee. Quickly, call in the National Guard and send them to Kuwait. Oh my gosh, look at Asheville, North Carolina. It has been decimated in many, many counties all around the area. Quickly, let's send $181 million to Lebanon. That's weird, because all the money that Israel shoots through the sky in the form of airplanes, missiles, projectiles, bombs, you and I have paid for. So we're paying this country to make war with whoever we want. We don't say a thing about them whatsoever at all. They can do whatever they want. They've been killing people for well over a year. They're messing with seven different countries that surround them, and they're using your and my money, and have been forever. So now when those people actually use the money we give them, we're now giving money to the people they're shooting at, funding both sides of the war. But we need money in America. Yeah, you can just shut up, because that's just disinformation. That's misinformation. That's not real. We've got a war coming, and you should really act accordingly. Seriously. I've made bug-out plans, bug-in plans, survival videos for years and years and years, because we knew this was coming. It's a thing called Agenda 2030, all right? Project 2025, that's just smoke and mirrors. Don't even listen to it. This is worldwide. Do you think that all of a sudden the entire world is suddenly have a problem where all their governments just lost their minds, opened the borders, and flooding the country with people that don't belong there no matter what? It's a plan, and it's happening. Their motto is Order Ab Cow. It's Latin, and it means order out of chaos. And that's where we're at right now. I'll leave links so you can read this for yourself below. But ask yourself, this was effective on September 27th, 2024. How come you haven't seen it on the news? It's a big deal. When the United States military is suddenly authorized to be called up by the local police because they anticipate a clash with groups. Oh, these guys don't vote the same way. Do you see what they've done to voting? They've absolutely weaponized it. And the funniest part of the whole thing is both people you're voting for are completely and totally tied to the people that are pulling all this. Okay? That's all there is to it. Trump is a Zionist. His allegiance is to Israel. Period. Get ready, because here it comes. I mean, how many more unbelievable coincidences do you need? I'm out.